The government is so concerned about the nation's ever-expanding girth that it's abandoning its position obesity is not an illness. The feds, however, did not specifically define obesity as a disease. Dr. Michael Guerin, an assistant professor at UW-Madison's Medical School, says what it all boils down to is this. An overweight or obese person on Medicare might get insurance coverage for stomach surgery or diet programs.
So this allows Medicare to now look at data, for instance, regarding surgical treatment of obesity, and critically look at it as treating obesity and not just treating the diabetes and hypertension and so forth.
In the past, the government health program paid for disease resulting from obesity, like high blood pressure. It also paid to treat disease which caused obesity, like hyperthyroidism. The federal government won't say which obesity treatments might possibly be covered or how they'll be evaluated. Any that are covered need to be proven effective, and there's disagreement about what weight loss treatments work best. Some even question whether the nation's health is really at risk from being too fat. Guerin says it is.
I think if you talk to any public health individual or any physician, they would argue that, in fact, it's not being overblown. If anything, it's just now starting to get the attention that it really deserves.
Health officials say two-thirds of Americans are considered overweight or obese. 37% of them are on Medicare and could be compensated for weight loss treatment. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.